Hi, I'm Erin, Nathan's wife, and to open my testimony, I would like to read Psalm 9, 1 and 2. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. I grew up in Orlando, Florida, and my parents and grandparents on both sides were believers, and I'm so thankful for the godly heritage that they have invested in me. We were homeschooled, and my mom especially invested in us spiritually, teaching us the scriptures and having meaningful Bible time as part of our education. My parents told me I was 3 when I first made profession of faith, but I don't really recall that. But I was like Timothy, where God... I've known the scriptures from childhood, and I know that he has planted the seed at that point and was faithful to protect me as that seedling took root and began to grow. Growing up, I did have great conviction of sin, and around the age of 9, I put my faith in Christ, who personally died for me, and was baptized. And my parents helped me to understand what it was to grow in the faith. And I remember being amazed at Christ's sacrifice, and really communion especially being a really meaningful time for me during my childhood. Around 7th grade, my family began to attend a new church that was Reformed, and it was my first introduction to Reformed theology, and it gave me a renewed spiritual vitality, knowing that God chose me from before the foundations of the world and predestined me to be conformed to the image of his Son. That gave me assurance and comfort that I hadn't experienced before that. And during this time, my understanding of God's plan of redemption grew, and I remember loving church and worshiping with his people and really desiring to be in the church. And our home also began to be filled more with talk of spiritual things. And my dad, I remember especially being excited about the idea of predestination, and not that we had done anything, but that God was accomplishing everything in our lives, that it was despite us, not it didn't have anything to do with us. While we were at this church, my sister and I began to be involved in the music ministry, playing piano, and I helped with the children's chorus, and I knew at that point that I wanted to pursue music as a career. And my parents encouraged me to trust God, that he would open and close the doors of opportunity, and he opened many doors. I had excelled academically, and when it came time for me to go to college, I chose to go to a college that was close by, a private liberal arts college, and study piano. And I believe that God placed that on my heart, but I was not faithful in attending church and committing to membership while I was in college. I put my focus more on music and academics than I did on serving the Lord. I believe I was in great spiritual danger then, but the Lord protected the faith that he had deposited. And as I moved on to graduate school, he placed me in the church that Nathan has spoke of, that we were in together. And I committed to being an associate member when I was there, and was involved in the church and ministry to the youth. They preached the word faithfully, and I had great conviction of sin. There were faithful pastors and elders, and I grew spiritually. There was a lot of maturity during that time. And I still had ambitious plans to become a music professor, and I thought I really had my whole life planned out, but God had different plans that I just didn't know about. One of the ways God began to grow me was bringing Nathan into my life, and I had never dated in undergrad because I was so committed to academics and music, which I think was also God's protection, because I hadn't been involved with the unbelievers at this secular university. So Nathan and I began to get to know each other through various church functions, but because the church was on top of everything, several of the young married men in the church really convicted Nathan and challenged him to be very intentional about our relationship. So he called me, I think we're just getting to know each other, and he says, "This is not recreational dating. I want to meet your parents. This is moving forward." And I was a little panicky. I had a plan to move on to do a PhD, and getting serious with somebody was not really on the timeline for that. But God was faithful, and Nathan was patient. I did go ahead to Florida State to begin a PhD, but we were engaged during that period of time and got married after I finished my preliminary exams. So all I had left was my dissertation. Life was really wonderful once we were first married. We had a very easy beginning of our first year of marriage. I remember thinking, this is really easy and wonderful, and we should, you know, maybe we should pray for trials, because that's the only way we're really going to grow. But the trials that God had in mind weren't exactly the ones I had in mind. And Nathan mentioned that he thought I was fearful about having children because of my plans, especially to pursue being a music professor. And he really encouraged me to trust the Lord. And the next month, we were pregnant with Clara. So I was still trying to work on my dissertation. I had not put that aside. But Nathan's job moved us to Houston. And through this time, I had to begin to sort of put aside my desire to be, my desire and identity to be a music professor and embrace being a Christian wife and a mother. And we had had faithful teaching in our church in Bloomington and really had been encouraged in that area. So even though it was a sacrifice, it was not something that was unfamiliar because of the faithful teaching we had had. God had to do a great work in me, though, and I had to trust the Lord and not lean on my own understanding. And God used various tests during being a mother, my time being a mother, and our moves from Memphis to then Houston and then to Chicago to draw me closer to him. And I've realized that God will do whatever it takes to remove my confidence in the things of this world so that my confidence can be in him. Along the way, he's given me a deeper hunger for his word, and it's in that word that I find his constant care and presence. I've learned to count everything as loss in exchange for knowing Christ, and when I'm anxious about the future or filled remorse for my faithlessness in the past, I recall Deuteronomy 6, where Moses tells us to write the scriptures on the doorposts of our heart, and I meditate on scripture and sing praises to God, for he will make straight my paths. Although my life looks nothing like I planned, I can testify that, as the psalmist says in Psalm 16:11, you have made known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So as we come today testifying to God's greatness in our lives, I want to confess that Jesus is my righteousness and my confidence is in him alone. He is sufficient and his word is sufficient, and the power of his word is amazing. It was an underestimated resource to me for so long, but it is now where I find my hope. Jesus Christ is my guide and my king and everything to me.